Let us pray. We're reminded that this week's theme is overcoming the world in John 16, particularly verses 32 and 33, which say, "The time is coming when you'll be scattered, each to his own home. You will leave me all alone, yet I'm not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you all these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Father, we look to you at this time, aware of human limitations and our fears for the future. May we not rely only on our own wisdom and strength and self-reliance, and may we turn to you in our helplessness as individuals and as a nation. Grant courage and wisdom to those working in risky environments. We ask that you grant peace to those who fear illness, unemployment or financial catastrophe. We pray that you'll grant judgment to our politicians and the media in the decisions they make on what to do, what to report and how to report it. May the desire of the media to provoke and dramatise and the politicians to verbally sidestep difficulties for fear of unpopularity be replaced with a new constructive spirit of cooperation, with the desire to not only to prevent illness but also to heal rifts. We ask that our leaders will recognise that human endeavour needs to be tempered with a dependence on you, O Lord. We ask for medical and scientific advisers to be straightforward in expressing opinions and inspire them to find both practical and clinical solutions. Grant wisdom to those who have to make the decisions. We pray for the lonely on one hand, who find themselves even more isolated than usual, and on the other hand, for those under the pressure of having to live in cramped and crowded conditions. We ask that church leaders will not be afraid to speak up and mention your name publicly and the need to trust in you. Lord, we ask that you will have mercy on the nations and that will be a turning to you, for we know that you alone are the source of peace. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen.
Be still. Be still and know that in stillness and quiet that I am the Lord.
Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Only one thing is needed.
Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations made an uproar. The kingdoms tottered, but he raised his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, behold the works of the Lord. Who has wrought desolations in the earth? He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. And his word says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. And Father, we praise you for that. We give you all the honor and glory and praise because you are the only true and living God. You are the only true and living God, and we love you. We thank you. We worship you. We belong to you by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who gave himself up for us, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. Our Jesus, King Jesus, your Son. And you say to us in the midst of this crazy time, You say, be still and know me, know who I am. You say to us, draw near, let me handle your worries. I can handle it. I'm big enough, is what you say. We know that's true, Lord. And I pray, Father, that you would help us, your children, to come and nestle up next to you, to be quiet in your presence, to listen to you, to read your word, to pray and talk and listen to you, to let your spirit minister to us, and to be the people who are your hands and feet at this time, loving people, looking after those in need, but also, Lord, looking to you, being still and knowing that you are God and that you are in control, come what may, and that no one and nothing can snatch us out of your hand. We praise you for that today, Almighty God. We praise you, and we stand as your people, and we proclaim your praises today. You are the awesome, only true and living God, and we love you. We love you. We love you. And we say this today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.